showed mercy to their doomed enemies.
I thought they crucified them.
But they used to break the legs of the victims with an iron bar to speed their ending. Being the pedantic old Romans, they even had a word for that iron bar. Called it a crura fragium. Interesting, is it not?
Not right now, it isn't. Yoshimoto appeared from the smoke like a demon in an old-fashioned pantomime. The samurai had been cut near the old scar by his mouth. He had lost his horned helmet. His sword was also missing, and he held a chromed dragoon colt in his hand, the huge barrel gaping like a railroad tunnel, pointed at Ryan's chest.
So, time for farewell, infidel. The die is cast, and it is the eyes of the snake showing.
Shoot me, and the rest of us will fill you with lead.
That is no dishonor, Gaijin. The blood debt will be paid to my brother. The Ronin are winning. They take many losses, but they will win. What will their treasure be? A mountain of ashes and bones. That is all.
Mildred stood immediately behind Ryan, her Czech target revolver already drawn and cocked. It was obvious that the Japanese warrior's nerves were strung tight, and any move would mean a bullet for Ryan. Even though the gun was obviously a pre-dark replica of the old Cap and Ball classic, the odds were that he wouldn't miss from less than 20 feet.
Where's Mashashiga?
Ryan was trying to buy time, take the samurai's concentration away for a moment. The problem was that the companions had been moving in a single file, so that he blocked any direct shot. Mildred was right behind him, and Ryan had no way of guessing whether she might be able to take a chance against Yoshimoto, until he felt the slight pressure against his right arm.
He is wounded. Many are dead, and the palace burns. All that is left is to die with honor.
Then do it.
Mildred eased the muzzle of the ZKR under Ryan's arm. For a moment, she thought that she'd missed the samurai. He didn't move at all. A black spot appeared on his burnished armor, just over his left breast. But it suddenly began to leak bright crimson, the blood flowing freely.
Who? Which of you?
His gaze raked the six friends, settling on the gun in Mildred's right hand.
No! Not the black bitch!
Yeah, the black bitch, did you, and bastard?
The samurai lay down carefully, a puddle of blood already spreading below him. He settled himself comfortably on his back and let his head tilt, looking up at the ceiling.
Not what I wanted.
Thanks, Mildred.
Anytime.
All right, keep moving, friends.
Quake. Could be just the building settling as a fire consumes it.
That felt like a quake to me. The fire's falling back again.
Do what we can and get out. I don't like these tremors. Often a sign of something big coming along. We have to hurry.
Wait.
What?
It's Issy.
What's wrong with her, Jack?
She says she can't go on.
Fire blast. I told you that she wouldn't keep up with us. Leave her.
Not her fault.
Ryan stopped and pointed at Jack, staring into his crimson eyes.
Doesn't matter whether it's her fault or not. You know that, Jack. We all keep up or we all go under.
I don't think that's fair, lover.
We aren't talking about what's fair and what's not. That's for storekeepers in a comfortable little vill.
The girl's terrified. Her world's fallen around her ears. She's seeing death up close, smelling blood, tasting fear. Look at her. She's trembling like a hunted deer. For Gaia's sake, Ryan.
Ryan gazed at the young woman, her beautiful kimono smeared with blood and soot, torn at the hem. Her painfully bound little feet and her pretty doll-like mask, the makeup smudged and running, tears streaking down her dimpled cheeks. Issy looked up at him and attempted a desperate smile, but it never got within a country mile of her eyes. Christy was right. The little geisha was shaking like an aspen in a hurricane.
All right. Jack, you and JB have to help her. But if there's trouble, then you drop her. I mean that. Drop her on the floor and get blasting.
Sure. I understand.
The central court was a calm place in the middle of swirling chaos. It seemed like two-thirds of the fortress was already burning fiercely, only a drop in the wind keeping the flames partly in check. Mashashiga was sitting on a straight-backed chair that had obviously been brought from another part of the vill. He was even more pale than usual and had a blood-soaked bandage wrapped around his left shoulder. Hideyoshi was at his side, and two other samurai, as well as a scant half-dozen sekmen, all of whom looked even more petrified than Issy. As Ryan led his little band through the smoky court, the Shogun pulled himself upright and bowed to them, though his whole body language betrayed him, showing how much pain he was in.
I am sorry not to be able to welcome you with proper ceremony, but I fear that things have become difficult.
You have seen Yashimoto? He left and has not returned.
No, haven't seen him. We saw a few dead. Sent a few of the Ronin to meet their ancestors, but it looks like they could be winning.
Do you mind if I show disrespect and sit? This arm is more painful than I thought. A bullet from a rifle.
Sure.
Out of the corner of his eye, Ryan saw that Issy had collapsed on the small raked stones, huddling into the fetal position.
My brother Ryuko will not win. We are all losers here.
Ryan couldn't find any argument against that. The losses on both sides were so crippling that whoever came out with the most alive wouldn't be able to hold on to any power, and the whole vill would be destroyed and useless.
Pyrrhic victory. One in which the cost to the winners is so great that they might as well not have fought at all. The Romans again.
This is, I think, like the last standing in the days of glory at the Alamo.
The red-orange flames flared above the rooftops.
Why not break out of here?
How?
The unburned side, into the water. Head for the gateway and jump into Deathlands. Just a few of you can't hurt.
Ryan didn't mention his plan to destroy the whole Matrans unit as soon as they'd initiated their jump out of Japan.
Why?
Better than dying.
The Shogun smiled gently.
You do not understand us, my friend. If I run, then I am a dead man. Totally unworthy of respect. Better to depart from this dark world in my own terms, with honor intact. Toyotomi Hideyoshi here will aid me in my passing.
Hideyoshi immediately bowed low.
I will do so, dear Lord Mashashiga.
Then we might as well leave you.
Ryan looked around at the pitiful remnants of the once powerful Shogun's forces.
If that's truly your final decision, no point in everyone sinking with a ship.
Mashashiga nodded.
You may all flee from this place of death. You have served me well. I thank you.
The Sekmen looked at him and at one another. Then all of them bowed to the floor and scampered away in the direction of the rear of the fortress. Mashashiga looked at the nervous pair of warriors that remained.
I also release you from your oath of... what is world I wish, Dr. Sun.
Fealty would do nicely.
Thank you for your guidance. I shall miss having such teachers of the American way of speaking.
He turned to the samurai.
Leave me now. There is no dishonor in saving your lives. Take your concubines and any servants that live and flee these flames. Time runs faster than a man's hopes. Go!
Like the Sekmen, the two samurai bowed their way out.
Think we missed the fat lady singing after all.
Yeah, well, it looks like it's over to me.
A war banner that was hung from one of the walls in the courtyard fluttered and fell down in coils of bright silk. Mashashiga turned to watch its fall, his face showing no emotion.
That was the flag of my honorable father. I think perhaps it is an omen.
Because the shooting was close, Ryan realized their retreat toward the safety of the water was barred. The trader used to say that if you could run, then you ran. If you couldn't run, then you stood and fought. Mashashiga steadied himself for a moment on the arm of his chair and stood, his hand on the hilt of his sword.
My brother comes. As my guests, I do not think you will be harmed. They will fear your guns. Do not interfere, whatever happens now. And all will be well for you.
Ryan bit his lip. Now that it was all coming down to the wire, the main thing was to focus on survival.
Yeah, all right.
We just watch? Just stand and watch?
Right. Unless we're threatened directly. Then we move. And we all move.
15 or so armed men burst into the courtyard. Ryuku Mashashigo was 3 or 4 inches taller than his shogun brother,